We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
There's not a good reason to get rid of your Speedo. This may be the tipping point. Brand new survey finds that 99% of women interviewed hate their men wearing Speedos.
Well, yeah.
99%.
Oh, hmm.
Come on now, that's pretty
statistically significant.
Well, here's the thing. If you look great in it, you don't really want other people checking out his stuff. And if you don't look great in it, you're embarrassed. So, there's
you
almost
look like
no
me. Win. If you look like me, you don't even want to own one.
Yeah, but you don't want to see one.
You don't want to.
I was on the beach once, and I was sleeping, and I woke up, and there was this hot-looking guy in a Speedo.
And it was your husband.
Yeah. That was, I liked it.
Yeah.
Wow. Other people, not so much.
See how she calmed that? See how she turned that around? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my husband.
Yeah.
How about...
I was on a nude beach once, and it didn't work out that well.
I got to tell you what. I've never been on a nude beach, but on my honeymoon, we went to... Where were we?
St. Martin?
No, we were somewhere.
They have a nude beach
somewhere.
There.
We Did you get naked on your honeymoon?
Over there next to where the... Let's see here. I should know this. It's in France.
Oh, the Riviera?
Nice. The French
nice.
Riviera.
Yeah.
And
they're naked everywhere there.
I'll be honest with you.
The French.
I hope you don't misunderstand this. But the people, both the men and women, on the nude beach
right.
shouldn't be
have
there.
Been nude anywhere.
You know what? Exactly.
Can I explain something to you? They don't do it for you. They do it for themselves.
That was probably the tourists.
Just
even
comfortable.
For yourself.
But you're
don't
comfortable.
Do it.
It's, it's sunshine. It's air.
Lady hang.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sand, if you know what I mean.
I can't get it. I'm not going to get any details, but it was...
They would have been German tourists, Scott, not the French.
Be,
the French look good.
Yeah, well, they do.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I remember one time we were on it. We were in like one of those Caribbean islands, and Kathleen was a little girl.
Right.
And I got up early, and I took her to the beach. And you know how they have the chairs set up on the beach?
Sure. Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there, and Kathleen's playing in the sand, and out of the water. I'm looking out there. I didn't see anybody.
Emerges a mermaid.
No. There's a
Derek.
A woman came out of the water, and I'm just looking. I see her head, and all of a sudden, she gets a little bit closer to shore, I realize that she's...
Topless.
Wow.
Yeah.
And...
Shannon radar jumps.
And perfect.
Perfect, wow. Yeah.
And she's coming. So she's coming out, so I had to turn my head. I didn't want to be like a lech. Or a leech. So I swear to God, I turned
leech.
My head.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she comes right at me. What am I?
Was it your wife?
It was Jacqueline Bisset.
It was not Trish.
Bo Derek?
This girl looked like Bo Derek.
Wow.
And she comes over and starts talking to Kathleen. I'm trying to,
Was she, did she have an accent?
She had a little bit of an accent and she was tan all over.
Oh, sure.
Scott, did you introduce yourself? Like, yeah, I'm a DJ.
I'm humala humala. I'm talking to a stranger with no top on and she's just like, hey, how you doing?
How do you make small talk with someone
like this? I'm going,
wow.
I had a hard time, let's put it that way.
Oh, of course you did.
I mean, it was
did
difficult.
Did you get a selfie?
8:37 selfie. Here at CBS FM. It was tough. I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. God made us that way.
No, I know. know that, yeah, but I'm just saying they're not doing it for you. They're doing it because they just are, you know.
She was doing it for me.
Live in the sunshine, swim in the sea.
He's so conflicted. He's trying to be father of the year, take his daughter out to make sand castles, and that hits him in the face.
Right.
And then he's Dudley Moore.
What did she say? Did she react to it at all? Did your little one react to it? She didn't care.
No, she didn't care. There you go. Because she had just gotten married.
Your daughter?
No, the lady.
Oh.
And her and her husband want to have a baby, and they were so, he wasn't
going to take yours.
She was so fascinated with Kathleen because she was really a cute baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was beautiful. Like that.
Anyway, back to business.
Wow.
There's a new movie coming out this week. Is it this week, Brad?
Yeah, this week. It's Friday, yeah.
It's called another adventure movie called Skyscraper. And it stars a fella who used to make his living as a professional wrestler.
That's right.
He called himself The Rock.
The Rock?
And Brad caught up with him yesterday.
G'day, Dwayne. Brad. It's been a long time. I interviewed you in Harlem about 11 years ago.
Oh,
up
wow.
in Apollo. Yeah.
They love Brad.
Mate, so many obstacles in this movie. Let's run through them.
Oh, God. Let's see. Fire and explosions and guns and bad guys and my ego. That's too... the biggest building in the world. Yeah. Over 3,000 feet up in the air.
The crowd is going wild in this movie. Oh, I was cursing to myself. No, dude. Is it that upper body strength that you have? Is that what's going on?
Remember that? Yeah, upper body violence.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. We wanted to make a movie that was big, that was fun, that was entertaining, and also wanted to make a movie that we felt like fans of the summer could go crazy about. And that's what we're finding.
Could you count me out 10 push-ups right now?
Okay, go ahead. He's going to do push-ups. Go. Here we go. Watch out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, who gives... sorry. Hey, he did great.
I did 11 years ago, and last time I think I farted.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yes, absolutely.
It's all good now.
I vowed I was never going to do another interview with you again.
Yeah. Thank you, Dwayne Johnson.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Hey, love you, man.
That took a little turn there, too.
So he's counting. Brad's down on the ground in his suit doing push-ups.
Yep.
And finally, The Rock goes, hey, who gives a...
Yeah.
Beep. Yeah, he wanted to know who you were.
Radio.com.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's July the 11th, the 7th month, the 11th day, and you know what happens at the 7-Eleven stores every year.
Yeah. Slurpees!
Free Slurpees from 11 this morning to 7 tonight.
Now,
I know a lot of times if there happens to be a 7-Eleven store, I pass one coming in the morning when my Subway's out of ice, or sometimes our ice maker breaks down, so I go in the 7-Eleven store. And I wonder if they do that in the city, because a lot of these franchisees don't follow along.
Don't have to make that choice.
They don't do that.
Oh, you mean no free Slurpees in the city?
I'm not saying
he's not saying that. He's just saying it's really up to the store owner.
A lot of times you go in there, we don't do that.
Yeah. Have you had that happen?
Yeah, yeah. If you've gone
in and begged for a free Slurpee, and they've said, sorry,
I don't
Scott
beg
Shannon.
For a free Slurpee.
Oh, boy.
Patty.
Can you believe that DJ came in here and asked for a free
7:33, John Elliott says, gorgeous weather.
And one other big happy birthday to a little organization called the United States Marine Corps.
Oh,
it's
Semper Fi, baby.
Yeah, 1798. It is going to be a pretty day, but it's a vexing day as far as the forecast, because dew points are staying just high enough for a stray shower today. You know, not a lot of coverage at all. And passing shower, so they're in and out quick. 86 your high. Should be fine for the Mets, even if you have a little hiccup to start. 68 overnight, and then 84 tomorrow, 85 on Friday. Better, brighter days. Heat and humidity for the weekend, so pop-up storms possible. Better chance of that on Sunday. Again, not a lot of coverage. Don't forget those rip currents today. It is 64 now, 86 later today.
As I mentioned earlier, the kids from the cave in Thailand are not going to be able to attend the World Cup Championship. At least that was the word late yesterday.
Right.
But the Discovery Channel has already put together a documentary. I'm not sure if they've already put it together or they're working on it today.
Well, if it's going to be out on Friday, what is it, Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, it's probably pretty much done.
Finishing touches.
I bet you they're working on it right now.
Feverishly.
Overtime.
Yep.
The guy goes, I'm going to have 62 hours in this week. How about you, Melody?
Yeah, I got 83.
Melody's working on this one,
yes,
too?
Yes, she is.
Because she's, working on the Tab Hunter movie.
She's one of my favorite documentarians. So.
Over at the Discovery Channel. It's going to be called Operation Thai Cave Rescue. And then you got a couple of other companies working on, like Patty said, a movie. Mm-hmm. They say they've been trying to get exclusive rights to the stories of the rescuers from the 12 boys and their families.
Bats in the cave.
This guy, Michael Scott, is with a film company. He says, I reject the accusations that my timing is insensitive.
I had to get this done.
because some parents have not even been reunited with their sons who are quarantined.
Well, and these guys were over there before the last kids were even out, and certainly before the coach and the last of the SEALs were out.
But can you blame them? And, I mean, it is certainly working out in their advantage because nobody died.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I do still blame them.
I understand what you're saying, but you're still a jackass.
I gotta monetize this.
But you know, I worked in the film business for a brief period when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you. Were you a movie star?
No.
Yeah. He was in all the Marx Brothers.
Behind
movies.
The scenes.
He was Tab Hunter.
Behind the scenes. But what I'm going to tell you is filming underwater is very, very
You filmed
expensive.
Underwater?
I worked on a movie called The Deep.
Oh, you worked
the
on The Deep?
You were in The Deep?
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked on that.
Wow. What did you do? Were you a shark? What were you?
I handled all the promotion for it. I was the promotion person.
Are you in the credits really we could scroll through?
I don't know if I'm in the credits or not. Probably
did
not.
Did you make any money? Was
I
that
got
lucrative?
In trouble because I picked up a picture of Jacqueline Bisset to use in an ad.
She was beautiful in that movie.
Yeah, and she was coming up out of the water in a wet T-shirt, and we used that for a promotion picture.
You made that choice?
And they claimed, and they tried to sue us. Because it wasn't authorized.
That's like an iconic
but
movie
I got,
poster.
But what I did, I got the proof sheet.
Right.
And I showed him where she okayed it. She had her initials
Look
on it,
at
circled
you.
It. Yeah, so we didn't get sued.
Another piece in the Shannon puzzle.
Get out of
yeah.
Here.
That's amazing.
Put
don't,
in the
don't ask Jacqueline about me, though.
Well, wow.
Show number 975 at CBS FM. Today's the big day. Figure out who's going to be playing in the World Cup final championship game.
Whoa.
We know one team's going to be France. Will the other team be Croatia or England? It's do or die football.
Go England!
What Pumped. Do you think? You think
yeah,
England?
Oh, come on, yeah. England.
No, all... but I mean, okay, yes. Take your emotion out of it. Do you think it's going to be England or do you think it could be either one?
No, England will win today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, whatever.
Now,
it's so good.
Now, Brad's very, very meticulous about where he watches the game. He doesn't like to watch at home. He picks out certain pubs to go to.
Yeah, I go to the Australia bar when the Aussie games are on, and, I mean, you can enjoy the World Cup there anytime you want. But
so he has – now, keep in mind, he doesn't have any friends with regular names. They all roll with nicknames.
Yeah, that's sure. Right.
Bumpy and Humpy and
– Dumpy and
– what's this guy?
Cozzy.
Cozzy, but not to be confused with Joe Cozzy.
No. You say Joe Cozzy. This Cozzy. Is Joe Cozzy.
Cozzy.
Cozzy. Cozzy.
Like
okay.
Aussie.
And Cozzy's he recommended well, sort of. A place
no. – Yeah, he's come up a place called the Barleycorn down on Park Place downtown here, so it's a bit of a Wall Street sort of crowd. But I didn't trust him. I didn't know, what's this Barleycorn place?
You can't trust a guy named Cozzy.
Yeah, that's right. I need atmosphere, so I snuck down there yesterday by myself and watched the France-Belgium game.
You're going to case out the bar where you're going to watch the game.
Yeah,
today.
I cased it out yesterday for the first half. Beautiful.
And you liked it?
Oh, I love the buffalo wings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the bar was amazing. So long and deep.
But if it's filled with a bunch of stuffy Wall Street guys, is it going to be fun?
Yeah,
it'll be fun today. Yeah, you got to get in there early. Game kicks off at 2 o'clock. I'll be in there about 12 noon. Get my
they'll
place
get all
at the bar.
Juiced up and they'll be
juiced
fun.
Up. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
You
okay.
want to
yeah.
get tuned up for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. I want to hug the English. They need some happiness in their sporting life.
And this is a barley corn.
The barley corn is
barley
the name
corn.
Of the pub.
All right,
on Park Place,
big Wall Street hangout.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be good fun. Huge pub, but what all a right. day for England. Yeah.
So wait a minute. What time does the game start?
2 p.m.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, then, so in England, it doesn't start till 7?
7, that's right.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
so it
why
is right,
Justin Timberlake
right
got
up at the,
goofed up.
Yeah.
Because everybody's trying to bail on the concert. He's got this, you know, to play the O Arena.
So are they going to delay the start of his show?
It looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just going to bump off
I mean,
the
I know that they open up early so people could watch
imagine
there.
That. You're the opening act. Yeah. It's your big deal. Yeah. You're going on the O Arena, which is like Madison Square Garden of England, right?
Yeah. London.
So,
yeah.
you're all set to go on. You're going to open up. Got all your friends coming. Got some bad news, buddy. You're not going on.
And it gets worse. What happens if it goes to extra time and then penalty
that's
shootout?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, this is not just an hour.
That's right. That's a whole other hour they could add on to that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake will probably go out and watch it in the audience with some
yeah.
fans.
Yeah, it's going to be like 10 o'clock before
that's
he
right.
gets on, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's agreed to
yeah. yep.
put the big screens on and get all that set
yeah.
up.
Good,
so.
Good.
Well, the other option was nobody in the audience.
Yeah, he didn't really have a choice.
Because
I mean,
a lot of the people not only want to watch it, but they're hoping they win, and they'll do like they do in Detroit and some of the Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Burn the town down.
They're going to be out in the streets.
Yay!
Oh, sorry,
gonna,
Detroit.
They're going to go crazy.
Crazy.
They're going to be out in the streets on this one.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Queen Elizabeth will tear her top off.
Yeah.
And
oh, my goodness.
One of those nice, that canary yellow top of hers.
Yeah. No, I think she's like sewn into those.
You know she'll be watching.
Yeah, she'll be watching.
She's probably napping.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably going to nap today.
Yeah, that's right.
And be ready for that.
Yeah. Her and the corgis tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
7:55 or what's left of the corgis.
But
yeah,
already,
I think
like,
they're... Oh, yeah,
they died, Patty!
Yeah, I think she's really kind of bummed, the last one.
I think they got a replacement corgi. Oh,
No, they didn't.
Oh, I thought,
she specifically said no, because she knew that if she got a new baby corgi, it would probably outlive her.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.